Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Teresa, and welcome to Midlife Divinity. So today I just wanted to talk about words and the power that the words that we use, both what we speak and those that run around in our head, how they can really influence our life and our energy and our emotions. So we can certainly have words that power us towards our doubt and our fear and the worry. Or we can have words that keep us in alignment with possible, with abundance, with hope. And so let me just say this. Let me just start out with the words that have come for the last decade of my life I've really worked with. These have come from different level layers of training and mentors. But the word, one of the first ones that I want to open up to, share with you, is the word willing. And willing is this word that has really allowed me to walk towards abundance, because willing opens the door, creates a spark. Think of it even like light coming through a crack. It keeps a space available for things that I don't quite know how. I'm not quite sure yet. And I'm just willing, though. I am willing, and it keeps me in this open, open to possibility. I'm willing to see something that I don't see right now. I'm willing to hear something I haven't yet heard. I'm willing. I mean, willing is also a great one for forgiveness for me. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm willing to forgive. Fill in the blanks, yourself or someone else. And all it takes is a willingness, truthfully. You just need that spark, that open to be willing. So I love the word willing. It, to me, it's a word of abundance. It just opens you up to so much more. And I also really have come to embrace the word different. And I feel like in midlife, that word to really embrace different is important, because we want to compare ourselves to once what was in our days of more youth, 20s, 30s, for me even 40s, you know, we want to say, well, I can't work out the same way, so that makes it bad, but it looks different. The way I work out looks different. The way I eat is different, but that doesn't mean it's bad. I don't have to put the hat on that it's bad. It's different. It looks different. It feels different. And I also like to use the two words willing and differently together, like in a sentence. Let me give it to you. I am willing to see this differently. You know, I am willing. This is me inviting in a willingness to see this differently, see a situation differently, see someone differently. It allows you to have the open up to the possibility of something more that you can't quite see yet. But that doesn't mean that next week it won't come very clear. But meanwhile, I'm going to stay in this place of possible. And I also think it's really nice to hold that door open for other people, to hold that space for someone else, that you're willing to see something differently, or you're willing to hold the possibility for someone else as they find their way and they're not quite there yet. So those are two biggies for me. I also really have come to embrace both, the word both and. And that came from Barbara White, one of my mentors. This both and, we can have that. And as human beings, gosh, we really can experience, what you just look at emotions. We can be scared, crazy scared to start something, and have the courage to take the steps to start it. So we're stretching ourselves as humans. That's called growth. Can't deny the fact that the fear is there. So it's, I have the fear and I'm taking the steps forward. That means that you can be an introvert, you could be shy, and you have the ability to both articulate your career, articulate your next step of your business. You can be an introvert and still make a public speech. You can have, it's both, right? We don't have to just put ourselves in one hat, and that's the way it has to be. We can open ourselves up to both and. And to me, that is also like a language of abundance. And I also like the word yet. I don't know how yet. I'm not sure how to do this technical thing yet. I'm not sure how to re-engage in a new relationship yet. Yeah, that opens the door again to something more, to hope. I also like the word capable, right? I think this keeps us in the state of growth as well as a growth and abundance and hope. I'm capable to learn something new. Each day I grow my capacity in technology. Each day I grow my capacity and my capableness in social media. Whatever that is, but I'm capable of each day learning and growing. So breathing in, inviting in this capacity of growth. And a phrase that I have really come to embrace this fall is next best step. What's my next best step? I don't have to know the whole layout, the whole formatting of all of it, but just what's the next best step for me? And that opens up for possibility. That opens up to allow our faith and our beliefs to move forward. And we don't know the whole picture, but my next best step is, I love it. So these are a few of my power words that have really opened up and helped me align with possible, with my possible, with my potential, with hope. It allows me to be open to miracles. And we have language that absolutely will block us just as powerfully. And then we all have them, the words that we might use every day. I mean, if you think about the words you use every day and they're blocking you from your possibilities, what a gift to yourself to drop into awareness and start to recognize, oh, wow, that word, maybe it's the word of try. Oh, I'll try. Well, or I will, or I am willing is at least more possible than I guess I'll try. I guess I'll try. So just starting, I don't know, are there words in your life that are blocking you? And are there words that you could anchor in to help realign you with something that opens the door to possible? I want to talk about some, and this comes down to a mindset, and I came across this, this was on Facebook, and I thought this was great. Let me see if I can pull it up. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's this billboard, and it says, and these are ways that words, like reframing words, like completely reframing and changing your view about it, right? Letting words power you in a different way. If you fail, never give up, because fail, F-A-I-L, means first attempt in learning. I love that. First attempt in learning. And then the word end is not the end. In fact, E-N-D means effort never dies. Effort never dies. What a beautiful way to reframe that. And if you get no as an answer, remember that N-O means next opportunity. Next opportunity. I mean, those are some really great ways to flip the power of a word and really allow it to open you up to possibility and not block all the good stuff, right, that's out there waiting for us and what the universe has in store for us. And the way that we allow our energy and our mindset can really help us open up to the idea whether failure is a complete block or is it just a detour? Is it just a left or a right? Well, I hope this conversation around words supported you somehow, some way today and maybe helped you realize, wow, gosh, are there words that are really bringing me down? Are there words that I speak over other people's life that bring them down and not allow them the possibility of all that could be? So enjoy your day and let I'm wishing for all of us to open up and to align to words that bring us closer in alignment to our possible, to our hope, to our next best step. Enjoy the day.